good afternoon, everyone. This is actually an amazing day to be in Dansville. It's the first day I've ever met Ryan Corbett, and it's been tough road, and I just wanted to say my thank you and my gratitude for all of you and all that you've done for the family, for Ryan, for your prayers, your vigilance, and actually especially for your presence here today, and everyone who could have been here today, all the public officials and everyone who has been really the big part of giving the support system and being the advocates on behalf of the family. This was not something I planned on doing. This came to me. Actually, Anna reached out to our office, and it was a very difficult situation that at times we thought was going from bad to worse. And, as you all heard the story, incredible. I'm just incredible to hear Ryan today. All the inspiration that he was able to give himself the strength with his prayer, his faith, his family, I'm amazed at how strong and resilient he was, because we just had no idea. We had all this time of not really knowing, very few phone calls. And it was really a tremendous experience. It was a very difficult experience, but it's easy to look back now and say, wow, this is great, but there were times when we thought this was never going to happen and the worst result was going to happen. And I remember when Anna first came to the office and came with her children and a friend of theirs who was helping them named Hansel. And they became regulars in the office, and I wanted to say thank you to my staff that are here today, and thank you to my chief of staff, Spencer Carr. It seemed like they were, Anna and her family almost lived in my office. And we loved having them. They were kind of around while we did work, and it was, the Ryan Corbett case was always on our mind, always advocating for them, and it was an honor to be able to know that we actually got to this place. And I wanted to say thank you to a number of people that were super helpful. We worked with Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand. They were very helpful. Their staff was amazing to work with us. The State Department, with President Biden, they were super helpful. They were always trying to find ways that we could deal with this Ryan's status, his health, the country of Qatar also. I kept a constant relationship with the ambassador and his deputy chief of mission, Hamad, who was answered our every request we made. They worked hard to get Ryan in better conditions, to get health care, to get food, to go through this process. And also from numerous, Representative Dan Muser, who's a colleague, was also very helpful, his staff as well. And as you heard a little bit of the summary, we did everything we could to bring awareness to this case from around the world. At first, Anna wasn't sure if she wanted to go public, if it was going to be better or worse. And finally, because of the exhaustive effort, she finally decided that we would go public. And so we introduced a resolution on the floor. We had over 72 or more members of Congress, all bipartisan, joined in that resolution. And we were really excited. It was really amazing that we were able to get that through and get the, and all, everyone in the state of New York was supportive, by the way, which is important. And we wanted to make clear that this was an issue of human rights and not an issue that was partisan. We wanted to make it clear that no one, especially an American citizen, should ever have to go through what Ryan went through. And this experience was incredibly challenging at times. And I have to say, I know I've said this a lot on media, I've never seen anyone so strong and so persistent and so tenacious and so courageous as Anna Corbett. And she was amazing. And although she said she doesn't cry a lot, she really didn't cry a lot when she was so determined to get to this goal. And the inspiration and the strength that she provided to her children, who have been wonderful through this whole process. Caleb, Miriam, Ketsia, I feel like I know them. They've been down to D.C. a number of times. We were down in Florida the last time I saw them. Actually, they stood out in front of Mar-a-Lago with the media. They knew incoming President Trump was there. And I happened to just get lucky. I just happened to be down there for, it was January 11th, and we had reached out to so many people. And the current National Security Advisor, Michael Waltz, who was then a member of Congress, a very good friend of mine, I talked to him. I said, we've got to do something. This is getting dire. We don't know the Ryan situation. We've really got to have some way to talk to him. And is there any way? Anna is out in front, with the media, pleading for help from President Trump to see if we could get a way out. And I don't want to be amiss that President Biden also met with the family via telephone. We had conversations with Jake Sullivan. We worked with all kinds of hostage teams. So everybody was part of this. But in the end, I actually did have a moment at Mar-a-Lago that evening, and I asked the president if there was anything he could do, if he could meet with Anna, if he could get Michael Waltz, incoming National Security Advisor, to meet with Anna. And I was just across the water in West Palm Beach, and Anna was nearby. And we really pleaded with them, and Michael Waltz came over and spent at least an hour, I think, with us, talking about the strategies and what we need to do. And you know, who knew? We still didn't know at that time. We never stopped. We never stopped trying. We never stopped advocating. And then this moment, it was Inauguration Day. And I was actually at the Commander-in-Chief's ball, of all things, and walking around, trying to get people into the security and all these other things. It wasn't really focused on the ball, but all these people wanted to attend. And I saw Michael Waltz there, and he said, "Stay in touch with me tonight." I said, "Okay." So, within an hour, I heard from him, and I got a quick text from the Deputy Chief of Mission from the country of Qatar, and they said, "We need to talk to you right now." And it's secured. And I said, okay. And next thing you know, they're calling me, they're like, "Ryan's coming home." And I was like, "What do we do? Is this real? Like, I can't believe this is real." And it ended up being real. And we got in, put everything in place that we could. And by the time we found out, there was a plane, picking him up in Kabul. And he went to Doha and eventually came back through Texas. And now, it's this incredible story, and he wouldn't be here without the hope and prayers and the support that you gave to this family. All of you gave so much support. We heard about it all the time. And so my gratitude is to all of you for all that you've done. Everyone, from the mayor, thank you for giving the key to the city, or the village. It's a really special thing, because it actually opened the doors. That'd be nice. Supervisor Mike Falk, Superintendent Kelly Zimmerman, thank you so much for being our MC and doing a beautiful job. Chief Shannon Grease, and of course, to Ryan, Anna, Ketsia, Miriam, Caleb, all of you have been an inspiration. I've never seen so much strength, courage, matched with so much gratitude from this family. I mean, they really are a symbol of what we should be and aspire to be. As people, as Americans, as citizens of this great town, and we're just so proud, and so it's such an honor for me to represent this community, and especially to honor these wonderful people, and we're just grateful to all of you, and thank you so much for what you've done. You were the people that got behind this movement and were able to bring this family together, and that's something you can live with and thank yourselves and be grateful for the rest of your life. This is really an important moment for Dansville, and an important moment for this family. This is what it's really about, is helping people and bringing them together and bringing families together. And I'm just so honored to be here, and I wanted to say thank you, that we're grateful to have had this experience and to be able to learn so much from these wonderful people. So thank you to all of you, and God bless you all. There's another special mention. Well, this is very interesting. So I also have a flag that we presented to the Corbett family flown over the U.S. Capitol. But we received word and got this beautiful flag flown over the U.S. Capitol. It's the flag of the United States of America, and I just want to read the whole thing. "This is to certify that the accompanying flag was flown over the United States Capitol for Ryan Corbett at the request of United States Senator Mitch McConnell, in celebration of his return to American soil after 894 days of wrongful detention. Signed, Senator Mitch McConnell," and there's a special note in handwriting, "to Ryan with best wishes," and I'm assuming that's from Senator McConnell. So I wanted to present you with this flag.